When you start working on the thing and you're not making any progress, you start thinking that the vision and the dream is not for you. And then Helga, the self-talk is telling you that it's also not for you. The self-talk, the inner person in your mind, Helga, is saying, hey, it might be time to throw in the towel. Woo! Welcome back and listen. Listen, 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 Linda. All right, listen, 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 listen. So when I tell you, listen, when I tell you that this is the hardest thing I have ever had to go through, this is not a joke. This is not knock, knock, who's there? This is not hyperbole. Shout out to my English majors or English people who know what hyperbole means, because I was talking to somebody the other day and they didn't know what the word hyperbole meant, which I thought was interesting. But when I tell you that this is the hardest thing I've ever gone through, this is not a joke. And you would think, because you're an avid listener of the podcast, you would think this has something to do with my blindness. And fun fact, because we only do fun facts here on the Speak Your Vision podcast, it's not blindness related. And matter of fact, it might be a little bit more relatable than you actually think. But when I tell you this is definitely the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my entire life, this is not a joke. So if you're still here with me, you're still rocking with me, you're still here on the podcast, hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit the 5 stars, leave a review. Let me know what you let me know that you're interested. And the fact of the matter is, a few weeks ago or so, I talked about the fact that things aren't hard in life. I talked about the fact that things are not hard in life. And not only are they not hard, nothing is really hard in life. It's just new. And I generally believe that in most capacities. Like, genuinely, I genuinely believe that in most capacities. However, comma, I do my best to be as complete as possible on the podcast. And the fact of the matter is, life is life. Not only is life life, life will always be lifing, okay? Life will always be lifing, which means there's an ing at the end of that, which means, so fun fact, ing is also a Braille contraction. It's literally a symbol specifically for the 3 letters in a row, ing. Ing is actually a thing. It means it's happening. It will continue to happen. And when I tell you this is the hardest thing that I've ever had to go through in my entire life, once again, this is not a riddle. There's no joke at the end. There's no riddle. It's just a fact. And so the fact of the matter is, it might be more relatable than you think. And it's not blindness. And I've opened up to you all in a lot of different ways. And just being real and only real. We only do real here on the pod. I do put losing of loved ones and everything like that in a different and sacred place. So we're not including that in the conversation, okay? But when it comes to this situation, let's all take a step back, okay? Because I told you all already that it's relatable, all right? And you know what we do here on the podcast, we talk about empowerment. It's not only I, but it's we, our vision of hope. That's the whole reason why it's we. It's a we thing, and we all come together, and we all have hard times in our life. But I'm a big believer that it's not necessarily about hard times, but tough times do exist, and tough times do create tough people. And that's what we do here on the podcast. That's who we are here, okay? Now, let's talk about goal setting for just a brief moment, because we talked a little bit about the problem, but we have to spread awareness about this, and it starts with goal setting. See, we believe in goal setting here on the podcast, okay? We believe in goal setting here on the Speak Your Vision podcast. We believe in goal setting because we know what it means to be a possibility thinker. We know what it means to have visions. We know what it means to have dreams. We know what it means to have goals. We know what it means to get to where we want to be. And so what happens is we have to be aware. Once again, that life will always continue lifing, but not only that life will be lifing, that it's still okay to have goals, okay? That we're going to have goals, we're going to go through our goals, and we're going to move forward with them, all right? Now, when we have goals, right, and I already kind of touched on this a little bit, people get involved. People, people, all right? People are going to talk to you. I mean, I'm not saying don't talk to people, all right? People are people. Like, I'm not saying don't talk to people. However, comma, people are people. But not only are people, people don't have your goal. People don't have your dream. People don't have your vision because they're not in your head. They're in their own head, right? And they're going to say to you, you know, Tariq, I can't do that. So I don't really know why you think you could. People are going to try to talk you down. People are going to try to talk fear because if someone around you is going to, and real quick, this is not the thing, okay? We're building up. Now, people are going to try to tell you that you can't, that you won't, that it's not for you. Like, it's for the 1%. But just because they're not the 1%, why can't I be the 1%? Because you say that I can't do it, therefore I can't. Okay, fine. Interesting. And so, real quick, I'm going to introduce you all to someone. I introduced y'all to Linda earlier. Listen, Linda, listen. Well, that's not really my thing. But I'm going to introduce you all to somebody later that you all need to get to know. All right? That this is a very important person. Okay? You know, when I think... Quick fun fact, okay? Because once again, the facts are always fun, all right? There's a short, there's a TikTok, there is a reel. So I'm trying to be inclusive to think of all the short content, what they're all called. But there's a short viral video where they talk about the viral one. It's going to be the viral one. That's the one. It's going to be the viral one. The people going to love this one. I'll tell you all this. I don't know if that's going to be this one. However, comma, I do think this is really important because it's true, because it's real, because the fact of the matter is this is truly the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. And, you know, it might be for you too. And so people are telling you all these different things and everything like that, that you can't, that you won't, that it's not for you. But you listen to the Speak Your Vision podcast, okay? You listen to the Speak Your Vision podcast. You've hit the like button. You've hit subscribe. You've hit 5 stars. You are here. You're a real one. You hit the comments. So one, thank you. But two, here's the deal. So we don't believe what people have to say, okay? We don't believe what other people have to say because we got goals, we got dreams, we believe in our vision, we know what's out there for our future, okay? We know that, okay? You listen to the Speak Your Vision podcast, you already know the deal. So no other external person, variable, situation, etc. You can't break me down. You cannot, you will not, you won't not, you absolutely not. Vision. So you keep working to your goals. Okay. I keep working to my goals. I go to work every day and I put in the work and I give my best effort. Tariq, what are you doing today? My best. Tariq, what are you doing today? It's Tuesday. My best. My best. It's not a secret. My best. My best is what I can give. My best is what I got. It's my best every single day. So that's what I'm doing. Okay, excellent. So I'm giving my best every day, okay? And now we're getting to, once again, we're starting to get to the thing. So I'm working towards it, all right? I'm putting in the work. I'm building the podcast. I'm overcoming my blindness. I'm working the thing, and I'm getting there, and I'm working on it, and I'm working on it. and I'm going to sleep at night, and then I wake up and I think about it, and I continue working on it, and I continue working on the thing and the goal and the dream, and I keep on working on that. And then after that, I go to sleep again, and then I wake up and I do the thing again, and I work towards the thing, and I do my best once again, because you know that's what we do here on the Speak Your Vision podcast. Our best. So I'm working through the thing and I'm doing the thing. And I've done this for days. And I've done this for weeks. And I've done it for months. And I've done it for years. So what is the hardest thing I've ever had to go through? It's not even close. It's waking up every single day, and it's giving my best effort, and it's doing my best, and then going to sleep the next night, waking up and doing it again, and then after that, seeing that I'm still at the same place. There is nothing harder than working towards your dream, because you know that it's your vision and you know that it's your dream, working towards that and then still being in the same place day after day. I don't know if y'all can see it on my face right now. This is a really interesting situation, a really interesting episode, because this is the second time I'm recording this, okay? This is the second time I'm recording this because guess what? I was muted the first time. None of my audio came through. So I was a little bit frustrated because I had done it already, right? I had put in the work. I had done the thing. I had worked hard on the thing. I felt good about the thing. And then I was still at the same place. See, you got a goal. You have a dream that you are working on. And you're practicing, and you're still at the same place. See, the thing about it is, you're making a lot of movement, but you could don't get confused with movement and progress, because you could run in place now. Okay, you could run in place, which is literally what I just did, because I thought that we had done the thing in the episode and the thing, and we worked hard, and then I was still at the same place I was 3 hours ago and didn't even know it, a month ago and didn't even know it, okay? With the episode, with other things, etc., okay? So when I tell you that there's truly nothing harder than working towards your goal, towards your vision, towards your dream, and being at the same place, I'll tell you that there's not. And so when that happens, okay, here's what happens when you start recognizing that you're at the same place and you're not making any progress, movement, but not making any progress. We're going to introduce you to somebody new today. Shout out Helga, okay? Y'all know Helga? Do you know Helga? Yeah, you do. Okay, first things first. Shout out Jay Whipple. I've never called her Jay Whipple before. Shout out Jess, the podcast editor, strategist, all that. She came up with this idea. She gave the name Helga. I used to watch the show Hey Arnold. We're going to talk about Helga. See, Helga's strong. Okay? See, when you start working on the thing and you're not making any progress, you start thinking that the vision and the dream is not for you. And then Helga, the self-talk is telling you that it's also not for you. The self-talk, the inner person in your mind, the imposter syndrome's happening now, okay? And the inner person in your mind, in your head, the self-sabotage in your heart, Helga is saying, hey, it might be time to throw in the towel, Tariq. You listening, Helga's telling you, you know, that goal you thought you had, psych. That goal you thought you had, that dream, nah. because you're not good enough. And real quick, that's not you. That's the inner that's saying that's Helga. Helga's saying, hey, yo, it's not for you, bro. It's not for you, sis. It's not for you, yo. It's not for you. Helga's going to come around more in the Speaker Vision podcast, and we're going to talk about Helga quite a bit. But the thing is, Helga can be strong, right? Because when you wake up every day and you're putting in the work and you know you're putting in the work and you're giving your best effort and you're still at the same place. See, I got a little bit of anger in my voice right now. I got a little bit of bass in my voice right now. I got a little bit of bass. See, I got a little bit of bass in my voice right now because I'm angry, okay? I'm a little bit angry because I'm literally living what I just talked about. Because once again, I told you all, this is the second time I'm recording this, okay? I recorded, I felt really good about it. But I was running in place. I was running in place. And like I told y'all before, don't get confused. You know, you can make a lot of noise and not make music. You could run in place, but not get to your destination. See, that's the thing, okay? Now, here's the situation, okay? This is real. This is a fact. Life will always be lifing, okay? But you have to recognize when Helga is talking to you, and you have to recognize you're you. You have to recognize your authenticity. See, the thing about it is, it's yours. It is yours. It's nobody else's. It's not Helga's, because Helga didn't show up until things started going wrong. But the fact of the matter is, nothing in life is perfect. Oh, you thought it was going to be perfect? You thought that nothing was going to go wrong? Hello, let me introduce you to Speak Your Vision podcast, where we only do real and real only, okay? Here's the situation. When those things are going around, when Helga's talking to you and all those different things like that, couple of things. You have to be consistent, okay? Consistency is truly a part of this situation, okay? You have to be consistent, because it does not happen without consistency. And you're like, Tariq, I've been consistent. I've kept on going and it's still not working. Well, then the second piece of this is that you have to be patient. See, the thing about it is, it's not going to just happen. We would love that. But see, everybody wants to be a rock star. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. Everybody wants to be a beast, okay? Everybody wants to be a beast, but then they don't want to be grateful when the tough times come. They don't want to be grateful and have gratitude for the difficulties. Because you say you love the journey, but you don't really love the journey. You love the destination. You love what it's going to bring you. But the fact of the matter is, you have to be consistent. You have to be patient, okay? Because it's not going to just happen. Because you're going to be consistent. And then after that, it's not going to happen all the time the way that you want it to happen. So then all of a sudden, Helga starts talking to you. And it's not for me. That's what you're going to think. But we can't let that happen. So be consistent. Be patient. Take a deep breath when you need to take a deep breath. And I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to get frustrated, okay? See, when I accepted my blindness and everything that I was going through, even when I accepted it, I still had struggles after that. I practiced walking back and forth in a small hallway on how to hold a white cane for hours. But that was a part of the consistency. That was a part of the patience. That was a part of accepting my authenticity and being my authentic self. And that's the last part to all this. Be consistent, be patient, be authentically you. Because at the end of the day, it is yours. It's yours. And I'm telling you, there are going to be times when other people around you don't believe it. There's going to be times when Helga continues to tell you, hey, yo, it's not it. And there'll be times where you consider believing her. You're going to consider it, okay? But I'm here to tell you right now, okay? That truly has been the hardest thing that I've had to go through. When you know what's for you and you continue doing the thing and you're still at the same place day after day, there's nothing harder than that. There's nothing harder than that. But if you say you want to be a beast, you got to make it happen. Okay? You have to make it happen. There's truly nothing harder than that. Truly nothing harder than that. But ultimately, recognize. Recognize your consistency. Recognize your patience. Recognize your authenticity. Recognize your vision. Vision. Because it's your vision. It's nobody else's. It's not Helga's. It's yours. And I'm not saying that You're gonna make some progress, and it might get stuck for a bit. You might have to figure out what you got to do different, because if you want something different, you're going to have to do something different now, okay? It's not going to just happen. But the deal is, here's the deal, all right? Here's the deal. Consistency, patience, authenticity. Recognize you're you. This is yours and nobody else's. And not only that, you deserve it. You deserve it all. Okay? You're going to talk and see, you say that you love the journey. But you got to really love the journey, okay? We talked about living the dream before, but you got to recognize that it's going to be tough. Tough times create tough people, and guess what? You are one of those people. It's yours. Go get it. Let's get it. See, not only I am Vision of Hope, but we are Vision of Hope. And that potential that you have, that potential that you have, okay, is cool. But potential is only unachieved greatness. So we know our greatness, we recognize our greatness, and we achieve everything that is in our dream. Because here's the deal. Our dreams are not dedicated to when we're asleep. Our dreams are dedicated to our right now. We're living the dream. We're going through the journey. We're making it happen, and we're getting it. Because it's ours. Patience, consistency, and believe me, it's all about your authenticity. Let's get it. You know what we're about. Vision.